Hello and welcome to The Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, should brands be on Instagram? Martin, is Instagram just for people, or is it really worth it for brands?
No, brands are on there. They're using it. They are considered early adopters at this stage, but the network itself is growing at a phenomenal rate. In the past year alone, we've seen a 2,000% rise in UK users. The network was recently purchased by Facebook, so we can imagine that there's going to be exciting things to come on the horizon. But also, it's a platform that gives you a great way of sharing new content and interesting content on multiple platforms. So it connects with Facebook, it connects with Twitter, it connects with services like Storyfy. You can take the pictures and put them on the company blog. So it's a very versatile network that allows you to show off bits of the business that you might not have concentrated on in your other social media marketing efforts.
So it's a picture-based social media, so you have to be picture-friendly then, I imagine, to make it work for you.
You do, but the great thing about Instagram is that it has the filters. So even if you take a really dodgy photo, it turns it into something that's quite easy on the eye, with relatively little expertise needed.
So I'm a business, I've maybe got a product or a service. What do I put on there, apart from just selling?
It depends if you're going to go for a specific campaign or you're going to be showing off your products and services. If you're very product driven, then obviously you've got a lot of options, because you can take photos of the products. The example of a jewelry and accessory company called Required Flair, they had 14,000, or I think they have 14 to 15,000 followers on Instagram, and they take photos of the products, as well as taking photos of the products with different bits of fashion, so showing what goes well with what. And that's turned them into an authority within their industry and within their very loyal and dedicated user base. If you're a service-driven company, you might want to show a bit of personality about your staff, but also you can use it to give bits of advice. So you might just take a photo of, I'm trying to think of a good example here, let's say you're an accountant, you take a photo of a tax return form, and you can just take a photo of that and upload it to your blog and attach it with some comments about how to reduce tax stress.
So really, what you're using Instagram for there is it's telling your story on a picture-based social media.
Yeah, and it also shows that you're quite busy. That's the other thing. I mean, I see photos from people that we're connected with. It might be a freelancer, it might be a design agency, someone like that. And they just take a photo of their workstation for the day, and they have headphones connected to the computer, they've got a cup of coffee on the side, and they'll just put a message like, new client work just come in, I'm ready for the day to begin. And it just shows that you're active, shows that you're busy, and gives people a view inside the business.
So what you're saying as well then is that every photo doesn't need to be some sort of work of art. It doesn't have to be a lovely sunset or something amazing. Instagram allows you to be a bit more normal, the kind of photos you maybe wouldn't show, particularly to your friends.
Well, yeah, very much of the moment. It's sort of the Twitter of picture content. It allows you to just be spontaneous and get things online very quickly.
One thing I've seen on Instagram, Martin, is people using hashtags. I've never quite got how that works with Instagram, but I understand it's quite useful for business.
It's useful for anyone that's trying to increase their following on Instagram. One thing that Instagram allows you to do is add a huge amount of tags to your images. So if you do take a photo of a sunset, as you mentioned earlier, you can put hashtag sunset, hashtag nature, hashtag landscape, hashtag, just so on and so forth. You can put loads and loads of different hashtags that are going to be picked up. Unlike Twitter, where hashtags are seen as a little bit, maybe not the most effective form of exposing yourself, unless you're actually taking part in an event or an online debate.
Have you used Instagram successfully? If so, we'd love to hear from you on our website. You can leave your comments at statussocial.com.